And in today's talk, we're going to look how she dreamed that Padre Pio healed her, and she woke up healed. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin monk, he was a mystic, he was a miracle worker, and we offer you a series of short stories. Do stay tuned to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we'd like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for helping us, enabling us to continue with our Padre Pio apostolate. If you are new to our channel, do help us in this apostolate. You can like the video, share the video with your friends and colleagues, and also subscribe if you haven't already and click that reminder bell. In today's story, we're going to have a look at the miracle that the church recognized in the beatification process of Padre Pio. So this miracle had to go through a long and complicated scientific examination before it would be accepted in this process of beatification. Sometime back, this was November 1995, this particular lady, whose name was Consiglia De Martino, she found herself on death's door. Now we have to remember 1995 is 27 years after the death of Padre Pio. So can he still heal people after his death? We know he had miraculous powers during his life, but what about after his life? Let's look at the story. Now, Consiglia was also known as Lina by everyone. And she lived in Olgario, which was a small town near Salerno. And that morning, or this particular morning, she woke up and she was just feeling unwell. She looked in the mirror and there she saw a tumor. She said the size of an orange on her throat. So she was taken to hospital. They had to find out what was wrong now. And she was given a CT scan. And the doctors did a diagnosis of what was going on. And they came to the conclusion that it was a rupture of the ductus thoracicus, which is the larger of the two lymph ducts. This one had ruptured. And it was a serious condition. In fact, it was so serious that it was more like a death sentence. And it seemed that the chest had already filled with lymphatic fluid as much as it could, and it was now all the way right up to the neck, which was causing this rapid swelling. So this is also known as non-Hodgkin lymphoma, which is a malignant disease of the lymphatic tissue, and the diagnosis, for this diagnosis, there was little hope. It was more likely that this disease was just going to spread to the rest of the body uncontrollably. So the doctors decided they had better, this was an emergency, they had better operate as soon as possible. And the date for the operation was set for the following morning. Now, 8 years previously, Lina had been to San Giovanni Rotondo. She had made a pilgrimage there and she had prayed before Padre Pio and she had said these words, "Padre Pio, please remember, I entrust myself to you, please help me." So that was 8 years previously. This was her connection to Padre Pio. And then that night, Lina fell asleep in her room and she had a dream during the night. And in this dream, she dreamed that Padre Pio was there, was present, and he touched her on the neck and also lightly on the chest and then said, "An operation will just serve no purpose anymore. But I myself will operate on you," Padre Pio said in this dream. So now imagine waking up after such a dream. Is it real? Is it not real? Did it really happen? Was it a dream or was it an appearance? We don't know. Well, she went to the hospital the next day, and while the doctors were preparing for the operation, Lina noticed an intense fragrance, an aroma of flowers that just surrounded her while she's waiting. And we know that often the presence of Padre Pio is experienced as this aroma of flowers. So now the question got a little louder in her head. And so she asked the doctors, "Please, let's just repeat the CT scan from yesterday before we go into the operating theater." To her surprise, they agreed to this. And when the results came back, the doctors were completely amazed because the lymphatic fluid had just totally disappeared right across her entire body, and the tumor in her neck, which had been the size of an orange the day before, was now the size of a walnut, and within a few days had completely disappeared. Well, the doctors were in a state of disbelief, so they kept her there for, they kept Lena there another 4 days, and they subjected her to a battery of tests to try and find out what is going on. But finally the doctors just gave up, then they concluded there is just no explanation for this one. They realized that this cure was scientifically inexplicable, and then they released Consiglia so that she could go home. As we said, that miracle was used in the beatification process of Padre Pio, accepted by the church as authentic. And at the time of writing of this particular book that we're quoting from, that was in 1999, Consiglia, they say, is still doing well. She's helping her husband and one of her sons to run a small little supermarket. And of course, at the time of this healing, all the people around would have said immediately, so this was 1995, that this is a miracle. It's inexplicable, like all of Padre Pio's other miracles. But the church takes a little longer to recognize these things. And in 1998, December 1998, and this is 30 years after the death of Padre Pio, the church officially recognized this miracle. And now we'd like to encourage you, do enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We'll bring your intentions to a Mass which is celebrated every Friday, dedicated to Padre Pio. And all you have to do is go to the video on the end screen to see how to enroll, or you can go to the link in the video description below. Please do enroll your Mass prayer intentions.